Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's Tuesday, it's the 26th of January, 2021. Yesterday we spoke with Simon Gear about Eloise. So Eloise started off as a cyclone, but then has apparently been downgraded, much like our economy, to a depression. Much like us and our economy as well. So, oh, Baruch said that's a shoot yourself in the head song. I thought that was awesome. I thought that was really, really great. Either way, yesterday we spoke to Simon Gear. He was explaining to us about Eloise. He said, no. Eloise is not depressed. It's a depression, which was very, very good that he clarified that, because I never would have gotten that. But what we do know is that the Kruger Park and many areas in Mpumalanga have been under tremendous, tremendous pressure. Joining us on the line is the founder and CEO of Latest Sightings, Nadav Ossendriver. Nadav, very, very good morning. How are you, Nadav? Can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry. Thank you so much for having me.
A great pleasure. So, I mean, we know that here in Joburg or Gauteng, we're getting some rain. It's miserable weather. But, and Sunday night, of course, was very windy. But we haven't borne the brunt of it. Apparently, the Kruger area really has. And some of the photos that we've been seeing coming out of Kruger have been frightening. Tell us about, give us some context and some details here.
Yeah, sure. So I was in the Kruger last week, and it was boiling, boiling hot. And the day I left, the temperature started showing that it was going to rain. And this is obviously the cyclone that was heading in for Mozambique. And the past few days, instead of getting, you know, beautiful photos and videos of lions and leopards, we've now just been getting these crazy part being flooded.
You know, Nadav, the line
to
Oh, there we go. It's a bit better. We're just battling with the line a bit. It's not easy to hear you. Let's try that one more time. Otherwise, I'll ask Craig to get you back again. So you're saying you're seeing photos instead of seeing of your normal sightings. You're seeing flood damage.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, some of the camps now aren't accessible, like Biamiti, which is it's a small camp in the middle of the Kruger, and people aren't able to get there. You know, people can't cross some of the bridges, like Crocodile Bridge is the main entrance to the Kruger. People can't enter there. A lot of the sand roads in the northern parts of the park are also inaccessible. So it's really affecting people's trips. But, you know, the sight and seeing these rivers completely, you know, overflowing is incredible. And it just shows from one day these rivers being completely dry till the next day overflowing. It's amazing.
What happens to the animals? So, I mean, are there a lot of fatalities? Do the animals, generally survive this type of thing more than they would, for example, a fire? What is the situation with regard to the wildlife?
Yeah. So, you know, with flooding, especially in the Kruger, it tends to happen every 10 or so years, and it's right on time. Cause I remember when I started Latest Sightings in 2011, you know, we actually went viral for the first time ever because we were sharing photos of the floods. And there hasn't been floods since then, besides for a bit in 2012. So it's right on time. It happens quite often. And I don't think animals in floods, you know, have many fatalities as a drought, for example, or fires, as you mentioned. You know, we're still getting, you know, sightings of animals, you know, drinking in the road. So they quite like it. I don't think it's such a, yeah, I don't think the animals are being affected negatively as much.
Mm. And what does it mean for the next, let's say, 6 months or year? Because you've probably got a rebirth of certain areas where, as you say, rivers have been dry, where there hasn't been much water. The park will probably look very different in the next short while.
Yeah, so for sightings, it's not going to be as good because obviously now the bush is going to be so thick. It's going to be growing so fast, you know, from all this water. So it's going to be a lot harder to spot animals, but, you know, the park is going to be so extremely green and just lush, and it'll be quite beautiful to see. But if people are going there for animals, it's going to make it a bit tougher.
Yeah, I would imagine. Was sightings involved, later sightings involved in four ways at all with a hippo? Did you guys get involved in that?
No, we didn't.
I think an opportunity missed.
I was thinking about it, but yeah, like people were so on the lookout already. I thought it would have been a great idea to get involved.
Yeah. But apparently that hippo is back on its reservation, so we're told, and that the stories around the media yesterday of it being hacked is not true at all. How's it been the last couple of months, the flood aside, with regard to the pandemic, COVID, as the Krugers opened up? Have you got back to the normal levels, or is it still significantly lower than it was before March last year?
Yeah, so in December 2019, you know, we had around like 4,000 sightings reported, during that month, and December 2020, we had very similar numbers, you know, so it was actually quite good. We usually grow, so having similar numbers is we're actually quite happy, because obviously the park was a lot emptier than usual. The numbers aren't all the way there. When I was there last week, the park is empty. You know, I had sightings to myself for hours before anyone showed up. So it's a bit sad to see that, but, you know, and also a lot of the guides that I know have canceled their trips, not, you know, just voluntarily, because they don't want to take the risk of getting infected themselves, you know, and, you know, so the guides are a huge part of, you know, making the park busier and more people coming and, you know, allowing tourists to visit the park, because a lot of people don't want to go by themselves. They'd rather have a guide. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of that, it's still highly affected. In terms of tourists, it's only South Africans. And so it's a lot of day visitors, you know, which isn't the money maker for Kruger. You know, people have wild cards, so it's free to enter and stuff like that. So I think the numbers are slowly getting there in terms of just day visitors. But, you know, if you're looking for accommodation and staying in the park, there's so much available, where it's usually you can't get it a year in advance only.
So again, it's probably a good opportunity to make bookings and to plan, because you really can do that. And I would imagine that they would have fairly flexible cancellation policies if interprovincial travel, for example, is reintroduced. I'm sure that they would make allowances around that.
Yeah, and they do, and it is quite nice of Sandbox to do that. We do a lot of bookings into Kruger and all the different game reserves, and every one of the establishments, you know, if your excuse that you can't make it is COVID, like, you know, like my parents are stuck in Israel, you know, like they allow you to cancel.
Right.
They'd rather you postpone. There's no cancellation fees, which is really nice.
Right. It really is. Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. It is 8:19. The founder and CEO of Later Sightings, Nadav Ossendriver, bringing us an update as to what is going on in the Kruger, both with regard to the flood and, of course, with regard to the COVID situation.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.